Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe Zagacki is the voice of the Miami Hurricanes. And as Alejandro mentioned there, Coach Manny Diaz announced yesterday it'll be Jaren Williams as the starting quarterback. That question has finally been answered. Joe Zagacki is with us right now. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Hawk. Hello, Channing. How are you guys today?
Good.
Good.
Yeah. You sound like you're not sure, Channing.
I don't know if you really cared. I thought it was just being nice.
I do. I say that with all sincerity. I want to make sure you're well, Channing.
If Channing said, I'm not doing that great, what would you have done? Would you have forged ahead with the interview, or would you have taken a detour and tried to figure out what's wrong?
I would have felt bad.
But that would be.
I would have tried to comfort him. I would have offered him some comfort food.
That's it.
I would have felt bad. That was the extent of his compassion.
Joe's my dude. I see Joe walking all the time. Joe, you walk faster than the kids on bikes. You walk fast as hell, man.
Is that your speed walker, Joe?
I don't picture myself, you know, like that. I just like to walk with a purpose. It's hot out there.
I drove
for a player.
Joe is a player.
All right, let me get into this.
When you say are you a speed walker, then I see a vision of, you know, of a person whose arms and legs are flailing
right
all over the place.
Well, that's the picture
Channing
is
like
painting
that
for us.
He doesn't have the arm, but you know, those legs are rolling, babe. You caught up to me at the stoplight. I stopped at the stoplight. You caught up to me, Joe, and turned around and hung
on. I picture you like in a sweatsuit, like a matching, you know, bottom and top sweatsuit, and then maybe a hat pulled down low.
I've seen him walking for 10 years probably, always with cane stuff on.
Always.
He's going to have a cane shirt on.
He represents.
Yes, he does.
He represents. So I think most people, Joe Zagacki's with us, I think most people assumed that it was a two-man competition when practice started, that it was either Tate Martell or Nikosi Perry that was going to be the starting quarterback. When did you start to realize Jaren Williams was a real contender?
In the third quarter of the scrimmage the other night. Because they were really stymied on offense and kind of have been that way for a while. And now in practice, he's been hanging right in there, showed a lot of poise, was not discouraged. And really the second week of training camp is when it gets really tough on players. Some guys just don't continue to compete, but he did. He kept stayed right with all of his reps, had a good attitude about it. And then in the scrimmage in the third quarter, he started to move the team. And when he got him into the end zone, you could feel like, oh, I think we just found a quarterback here. I think you could feel it on the sidelines. You could feel it with the team. And I'll tell you, I think Nikosi Perry felt it also, because he went out there on the next drive with a real renewed sense of urgency. But I just felt like in the scrimmage the other day, now it's a body of work, but I think he was the one that was able to break down the defense, made some plays, showed the ability to be a little extra of a playmaker, and then made a hell of a throw to Will Mowry. At that point, I thought, okay, we just got a quarterback.
And, Joe, isn't he the – I don't want to say like he's unathletic, but the least athletic. Nikosi's a runner. Everybody knows Tate's a runner. But Jaren's a pocket guy, right?
He is a pocket quarterback. And, you know, he's 6'2", 215 pounds. But when they signed him, the word was, well, we just got – are Deshaun Watson. Now, that might be, you know, getting carried away. Maybe he's more like Stephen Morris. But I would say
that's
this.
That's quite a fan. Yeah. Joe, that is quite
we'll
a
see
fan that you've got
well,
there.
Well, Deshaun Watson's
no
at another
to
level.
Stephen Morris.
I'm just trying to be realistic. Deshaun Watson's at a different level. But the comparison would be this. When I first watched Deshaun Watson, I was like, this guy's not moving. And then he's 20 yards down the field. He never looked like he was moving. And I think Jaren Williams is kind of that way. You go, is he moving? And then he's gobbling up yards. And next thing you know, he's 10, 12, 15 yards down the field.
So when you saw him at scrimmage, you say like there where he had that breakout moment. Do you think Manny Diaz really had not made up his mind till that moment? Like he felt that moment as well, or was he just waiting for that from Jaren Williams?
I don't want to put words in his mouth, or Dan Enos, but I would say everybody was waiting for that moment. Yeah, I think everybody was waiting for like, come on, one of these guys has got to break out. And you heard Coach Diaz's comments about the scrimmage the other night. They couldn't move the ball, and then all of a sudden he started to do it. And I felt like, you know, when you get a three-point shooter that's hot and you say, feed him the ball, it's like, hey, let's see this again. Put him back in. Let's see if he moves the offense again. And I just felt as if there was a deep exhale, as if to say, yes, finally one of these guys is going to grab this job and go with it. And I think his confidence, you could see his confidence in the last 3 or 4 days also, starting to rise up. So I just think it culminated in that scrimmage at that moment.
Joe, is there a depth chart out? Who's backing up Jaren?
There is not a depth chart out yet. So that probably would be announced, I would imagine, Tuesday before the game. They have said that Nicosi and Tay Martell are going to continue to compete. Now, it's going to be hard for him to compete if he didn't show up to practice. Yesterday wasn't here, I guess. But practice starts in an hour. And I would suspect that Tay Martell would be on the field.
Joe Zagacki is with us. Now, Jaren got a few snaps in the Savannah State game last season, but that was it. So we've talked about this. This is a huge stage to make a debut on, right? I mean, you're talking national TV, only game, and a rival. I mean, it's UM-UF. Like, is this setting them up for slaughter, or is this setting them up for greatness?
We went down this road a couple of years ago with Brad Kaya, right against Louisville. It just so happens that the guy that was the defensive coordinator in that game for Louisville is now the Gators' defensive coordinator, Todd Grantham.
Yeah.
He must be thinking, you know, you talk about having a horseshoe, he must be thinking he's the luckiest guy in the world to open the season twice on national TV against a rookie quarterback. Right? That's got to be a dream come true for a defensive coordinator. But I think by announcing the quarterback now, and we're, 12 days away from the game, this is going to allow Dan Enos an opportunity to build his game plan around the things that Jaren Williams can do well. The players will know what Jaren Williams does well, and I think he can tailor the game plan, hopefully take a little bit of the pressure off him, get the ball out quick, those types of things, misdirection, and obviously the old deal, run the football, but he's going to have to find ways to make sure he's not a sitting duck back there for Zuniga on one end and the kid they brought in from Louisville on the other.
Joe Zagacki is with us, voice of the Miami Hurricanes. There was turmoil last year with the quarterbacks under Mark Richt, right? He had a very quick hook.
Yeah.
What do you think the hook will be with Jaren Williams? Do you think Manny Diaz is looking at Jaren Williams as, this is my guy for the season, or is he saying to Tate Martell and Nicosi Perry, hey, you're probably both going to get a chance to start games this season?
I would think the message to Nicosi and Martell would be what you just said. You got to stick in this thing and compete and fight it out. We don't know what's going to happen, whether A, Jaren plays well, or maybe the moment's too big for him. Hell, they could go out in the practice field in an hour and a half and his knuckle could come down on the top of a helmet of a defensive player, and then we're right back to where we were, right, trying to find a quarterback. So if I'm Nicosi or Martell, I got to keep fighting trying to get on the field, find a way to get on the field. And that's only going to make Jaren better. So I don't know if it's going to be a quick trigger by Manny Diaz and Dan Enos or not. Hope that they've got their guy. They would hope that this is a player that the team will rally around and the fan base will rally around, and this will be the guy that embraces it and gets better with each and every game. He's only a redshirt freshman, so the dream scenario would be, this is our guy. He's the most highly recruited quarterback that Miami's had in years, so you hope that he lives up to that recruitment.
Hey, Joe, do you anticipate Nicosi or Tate to transfer out with the new decision that they just made?
You know, Channing, I was just having that discussion with somebody. If you're Tate Martell and you leave now, isn't that something that follows you? Isn't it bigger than just not winning the job in Miami? Doesn't that follow you around the rest of your life. I mean, you can't bail out now, can you?
No.
Back-to-back times, bail out. That's not what life is about. I mean, you're going to get beat out in a job. You want that following you around your entire life? I think at the very least, he owes it to himself and to the people here to fight it out for the rest of the year and see what happens. I just don't think you want to be labeled as a guy. This isn't going to be his entire career, is it? Right? 24, 25 years old. Oh, going for a job interview. Oh, yeah, I know you. You're the guy that kept quitting. That's not what you want on your resume, is it?
Joe Zagacki is with us. Fast Times at Ridgemont High, that was released on this day in 1982. You would agree it's one of the best movies ever.
Oh, God. Spicoli, no question.
Yes. I knew. Yeah. My man Joe knows.
Yeah. Joe, the one of the best movies ever now. Did you hear what he asked?
One of the best comedies ever.
You have to have a sense of, well, maybe not. Comedies, yeah, you got to find the right genre.
Right. Phoebe Cates, huh?
Come on, that movie had some great lines in it.
Yes. Thank you, Joe.
Phoebe Cates, come on. Phoebe Cates?
Come on.
Channing.
Joe.
Phoebe Cates at that time?
Channing.
Phoebe Cates doesn't have pieces, Joe.
Channing.
I like pieces.
Channing.
I like parts.
Channing, you are speaking of which you do not know.
I've seen the picture.
Allow this to be a discussion amongst the men here. Phoebe Cates, Joe.
Joe, she weighed 94 pounds.
Phoebe
Can I
Cates,
get a woman
Joe.
At three digits?
Joe.
Can I get three digits, Joe?
Joe, Phoebe Cates, Joe. You feel me?
Phoebe Cates was beautiful.
Yes.
Phoebe Cates
yes.
was beautiful.
Thank you. And Kenny Rogers Roasters, they had great chicken, didn't they?
Kenny Rogers Roasters, are they out of business now?
Yeah, only for like 30 years, but yeah.
Yeah.
But
my mom
good.
Loved Kenny Rogers, so whatever Kenny Rogers touched was spectacular.
How about the chicken, though, the chicken that he touched?
You chicken was good, yeah. The chicken
was
good.
Right? That place was good.
Yeah, chicken was very good.
Yeah, it was good.
Not as good as the chicken farm down the street from the radio.
Oh,
that, you know,
Delaware
Channing's,
Chicken Farm. Oh,
Delaware
yeah,
Chicken
yeah.
Farm. Not nowhere near as good as the Delaware Chicken Farm.
But Kenny
body.
Rogers
but
Roasters,
good.
Though, it was, I don't know why it went out of business, but it wasn't bad chicken.
Well, maybe he was gambling. It was a gamble, right?
Well, he didn't know.
That's
right. He didn't know when to fold them.
Yeah, didn't know when to fold.
That's right. Sometimes you got to know when to fold them. Got to know when to hold them.
Right.
You got to know when to fold them. He didn't know when to fold them.
What kind of lines are you going to feed my man DBJ?
I'm thinking that one. You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah, you know, I saw America. You know, the rock group America. Well, they're just not really a group. They're just two of them on the CBS Sunday Morning Show a couple weeks ago. You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Ventura Highway, sure.
Yeah, alligator lizards in the air. Come on, their words. I don't know what they were on when they wrote those songs.
I know what they were
Did
on. Peyote.
DBJ.
They were on peyote.
What is that?
You ever heard of peyote?
Peyote.
No.
Peyote.
Peyote.
No.
I think it's peyote.
No idea.
Oh, you're right. It is peyote.
Peyote.
I just corrected you into what you said. I really am a jackass.
Yes.
It's peyote. He's like, I know. I just told you that. All right. Thank you, Joe. What happened here? Did you ask me something, or are we done?
I think we're done.
Okay.
I think we're good.
All right.
Looking forward to it. Nice. Are you going to Orlando?
Nice talking to you. I am not. Channing is, though.
I'll be there, Joe. Come find me in the parking lot. No shirt on.
You won't
me
be hard
you.
To miss, right?
No, I'm going to be loud, too, Joe.
You're going to be quiet after the game. I'll tell you that.
I'm going to be on the sideline and see this butt whooping, Joe.
You are going to be quiet after the game,
boy.
Man. You're going to hear more out of Kenny Rogers Roasters after the game than you will out of Channing Crowder. Thank you, Joe.
All right. Phoebe Cates, fellas. See you later.
Phoebe Cates, Joe. That's a couple men talking right there, Channing. That was a little out of your element. That's fine. That was a couple men talking
there. 94 pounds?
No.
Yeah,
you're just
I can't
wrong
do
on it.
It.
You're just plain
She's
wrong
garbage.
On it. Oh, my
She's
God.
Always been garbage.
You're
She's
joking.
Garbage right
you're
now.
You're joking. Phoebe Cates.
You
I
know
mean,
what she needs?
You know what
you're
doing
what?
Here.
I need to
you
take
know,
Phoebe Cates
you know
to public
you know,
so she
you know,
can get she
you
can
know
pull
what
up
you're
pounds
doing.
On.
You are totally impugning any opinion you'll ever have if you say Phoebe Cates is garbage. Now,
what?
Your opinion on Publix, I'm with. Phoebe Cates, not so much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.